On this little programme of ours, we present all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Now, here's a sample of what I'm trying to say. This is country and Irish. It's an Irish singer singing a country song. This is Mary Duff. And maybe we should have played this at the beginning of the programme. It's called Come On In. And this is as good as country music as you'll hear anywhere in the world.
Come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. If I had one wish I could go back to my old neighborhood, where the good folks, they all love you as their own. Then I'd go over to my neighbor's house, knock on the door and they'd all sing out, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. I'd sing their praises long and loud, for all my folks and I'm mighty proud of the little old town back home where I was. Could hear them say in the good old-fashioned friendly way, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. Now they don't lock their doors at night, 'cause they all know they're a-doing right, and the good Lord's bound to have them.
Mary Duff and Come On In. In the early 50s, a young girl from Belfast made her way over to London with her family because she wanted to make a name for herself as a singer. And she succeeded. Her name, Ruby Murray. Ruby, immediately she started releasing records, as they were called in those days. Well, her first hit, Softly, Softly, went to number one. And for the next 10, 12 years or so, she filled the charts. She recorded an album, during that time, or maybe towards the end of that time, A Song for Ireland, I think they called it, or something of that name. And I'm going to play you a track from that now, but you must bear in mind that this was recorded way back when Adam was a lad. And there's a lot of reverb on it. But it's young Ruby Murray's interpretation of the song that we all know so well, Galway Bay.
At the closing of your day,
teach us their way. They scorned us just for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I'm sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish
Irish reels there from one of the leading Irish ceilidh bands, the Kilfenora Ceilidh Band. At the beginning of the programme, I was explaining to you about the Sounds Irish theme in our programme, and I pointed out that it doesn't necessarily have to be an Irish song. Well, here's an example of that. But friends, to me, this Irish singer Ronan Tynan is the greatest voice that's come out of Ireland for a long, long time. Now, that's just only Joe Ballard's idea. But I think this man has a wonderful voice. Take a listen to him singing, not an Irish song, a song entitled My Life Belongs to You. But my word, what a voice.
When first we met, I heard a voice within. The scene was set, and here's your heroine. I raised my eyes, my breath was taken by that sweet surprise. Your heart was mine.
Wasn't that fabulous there? Wonderful singing from Ronan Tynan, My Life Belongs to You. And now a song from Dublin that we all know so well. Come on, join in with Paddy Riley and sing this one.
Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockle bones and muscles, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. And they both wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. And no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. And her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Paddy Riley and his friends giving us their version of Cockles and Mussels. Well, that's the correct title, where everybody calls it in Dublin's fair city. And now the lovely haunting sound of Joni Madden and Cherish the Ladies and all their friends and Down by the Sally Gardens. You know, this song goes through my head countless times during the week. I just love this melody.
Thank you.
Toshiva Geshtucht sounds Irish, Lemisha Joe Bollard. And now we're going to the Jolly Beggarmen. And they're singing a song which, again, I don't think it's an Irish song. It's a sort of an international folk song. The Jolly Beggarmen telling us all about what happened on the banks of the roses.
On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down. And I took out me fiddle for to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Arre Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you blame me." Well, when I was a young man, I heard me father say that he would rather see me dead and buried in the clay sooner than get married to any on the way. But a lovely sweet banks of the roses, on the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down. And I took out my fiddle for to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Arla Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you blame me." But now I am a runaway, and soon I've got to know that I can take a bottle or can leave it alone. And if our daddy doesn't like it, we can keep his daughter at home. And then Johnny will go roving with another. On the banks of the roses, we love to lie sit down. And I took out the fiddle bar to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Arre Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay." And when I get married, it'll be in the month of May. When the leaves, they are green and the meadows, they are gay. Then me and me true love will sit before to play. By the lovely sweet banks of the roses, on the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down. And I took out me fiddle bar to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Arla Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you blame me."
Now, friends, this little programme of ours, Sounds Irish, is now being taken by a number of radio stations around the world, which makes me very happy. I also get, some weeks I get a lot of emails, other weeks I don't get any, but always feel free to email me at everton274@sky.com. Don't worry about my name, but a couple of weeks ago I got an email which I put on one side, because it was the week that I played the Joe Dolan track. I can't remember which one it was now. But I got an email that week and it said, "Joe, I've been listening to Sounds Irish for a little time now and I was very surprised to find that you don't play an awful lot of Joe Dolan. You did say, Joe, on the programme that he was one of the big icons in Irish entertainment over the past number of years, but you don't play a lot of his music." Well, to be honest with you, I don't have a lot of his music, but I'm going to play a Joe Dolan for you track now. And this listener suggested that I play the track that got Joe Dolan into the UK charts way back when Adam was a lad. It was a long time ago, I know that. So what I'm going to do for that listener and for all the Joe Dolan fans, this is not everybody's cup of tea, I do appreciate it, but listen to Joe Dolan and the one that started it all for him, "Make Me an Island."
Different eyes, different size, different girls every day, different names, different games, took my breath clear away. But I'm changed, rearranged, I'm in. And close all your windows and doors. Shut me off, cut me off, make me an island, I'm yours. Take me away from the world, take me away from the girls. Take me and break me and make me an island, I'm yours. Running round, shifting ground,
see, but I'm tired, uninspired, and I've wiped my slate clean. You are mine, I am yours. If the Lord will allow, you have caught me, you have taught me, and I'm different now. Take me and break me and close all your windows and doors. Shut me up, cut me up, make me an island, I'm yours. Take me away from the world. From the girls, take me and break me and make me an island. I'm yours. Take me and break me and close all your windows and doors. Shut me up, cut me up, make me an island. I'm yours. Take me away from the world. From the girls, take me and break me and make me an island. I'm yours. Take me and break me and make me an island. I'm yours. Take me and break me and make me an island. I'm yours.
A very young-sounding Joe Dolan there, and Make Me an Island. And for all the Joe Dolan fans, I promise you that we will be including Joe a bit more on the programme in the future. I've mentioned it quite often on Sounds Irish and on the sister programme My Kind of Music. One of the joys, musically, for me in my life, is to visit the local nursing homes, rest homes, retirement homes, call them what you will, and have a sing-along with some of the residents there. Now, quite a few of them will join in and will sing solo for me, which is a great joy. I'll tell you why I'm leading you up to this, because recently I visited one such home, and towards the end of the entertainment, the afternoon, it usually lasts about an hour and a half, this man said, "Joe, I'd like to sing a song." And I said, "Fire away." He said, "You probably don't know this one." Actually, I did. And I handed him the microphone and he sang this lovely song. And I'll tell you what, friends, it moved me. I'm going to play for you now the Frank McCaffrey version of the song that he so beautifully sang. It's not an Irish song, by the way, but Frank McCaffrey hails from County Mayo.
An old man was bidding his daughter goodbye. His roof she was leaving that day. "You're going to be married," he said with a sigh. "From the old home you're going away. I can't give you riches, it's true, but here is a gift I have treasured for you. It's the ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain gold band I placed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest hope will be, may it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me." He said, "You must both go together in life and greet all your cares with a smile. Remember your mother and be a good wife. She was loving and true all the while. And darling, wherever you go, this keepsake will bring you good fortune, I know. It's the ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain kissed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest hope will be, may it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me. May it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me.
Well, friends, time has caught up with us. This brings us to the end of this week's Sounds Irish. I hope you've enjoyed some of the tracks. I've enjoyed them all. Friends, may good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. This is Joe Bollett saying, take good care of yourselves and of one another. And until next week, God bless, travel safely, Sloan, bye.